live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire. Crossfire on 95.1, Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show. The break was going to be long, so we just waited around to see how things were playing. Okay, let's take your calls on quite a number of the news items we'll be talking about. There's been the story around ASUU strike and pretty much the interaction between the Minister of Education alongside with the students. That didn't go so well at the end of it because he believed they were trying to embarrass him, and then he walked out of the meeting on them. And that seems to be the sensational part of the headlines, and the reactions around that continue to build up. So also, you would find the Nigeria Labour Congress, yes, they've been out on the streets making protests with regards to key things that they feel they are deserving of, and everybody in Labour is deserving of. And they made it really clear, quite a number of reforms they're requesting at this time as well, that they believe, strongly believe, should be carefully meted out and should be part of the things that they do get as well. Somewhere also out there, we're keeping our eye out on the war in Ukraine and Russia. Well, that difference is, they had a meeting yesterday, but that difference is playing out so tensed in many ways, more than one. According to the last report I do have, Russian troops have entered Kherson in southern Ukraine as it stands now. All right, and Australia has announced that it will be sending weapons to Ukraine in order for them to be able to fight off other things. But with regards to Labour Congress, they are fighting for autonomy of local government, judiciary, state legislature, INEC to conduct local government elections, and the retention of the minimum wage on the exclusive list. That is what the team from the Labour Congress is fighting for. We have a lot to share this very morning on what needs to be done and how things are going. Okay, let me take you through a little bit of what the NLC protest was like and what they really were pushing for just yesterday. Here's a little bit of the protest address being carried out by the NLC president in order for people to get what they're pushing for. Comrade Ayuba Waba had a lot to say with regards to that. Here's a little bit of that interaction as he brought it on yesterday on the streets, the Labour protest. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We demand that members of the National Assembly that will be voting on the alteration of the Constitution, we are happy with what they have done to guarantee the autonomy, full autonomy of our local governments, of the judiciary and the parliament. Our judiciary are meant to be independent. Why should judicial officers be running cap in hand to be begging from state governors what they need to actually drive the process of dispensing justice?
I think enough is enough. Just like the Gen Sec has said, Nigeria belongs to all of us, not to some few people. It is high time that the Nigerian workers will rise up to the occasion and say no, because this country is governed by, we have a constitution that is, please, we're governed by, and it must be adhered to.
That went on just yesterday as they continued to protest. In fact, we went to the National Assembly, and that went on for a while. Now, let me play for you the interaction between the student union representatives as they met with the minister, and what they said and how he reacted, his own response to that. It will take about 5 minutes to play this. This is quite very important to understand the dynamics of how everything is changing really fast. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Of our institution, which is a key for every student to key into the agenda of us. But we want to know, you cannot be discussing about the federalization of our institution without Nigerian students being in that negotiation committee. On this note, Your Excellency, Honorable Minister, Nigerian students want to be part of this discussion. We want to really know what is going on between the ASUU and federal government. These are two parents, but these two parents are disappointed us, and as such, we don't have any trust in them. Again, lastly, Honorable Minister, our message is so clear. We want federal government and ASUU to find an equilibrium to meet as a matter of urgency to call off the strike while negotiation or anything else continues. We cannot be at home, like my colleagues have said. It's only Nigerian students that bear the brunt. They said, when two elephants fight, the grass suffer it. Like they have said, at the end of every tenure, at the end of every 4 years, Honorable Minister, this is your talk, this is your second time in office, your salary will be paid. The salary of the lecturer will be paid. We want to really know what is happening. So, if it is for us to take a cross on us, we'll be able to take that. So, we are tired of this incessant strike on our education sector. Nigerians should look at Nigerians who want to migrate from Ukraine to back to Nigeria. It showed the academic attitude of our government towards the education sector. That is why Nigerians are leaving this country to study outside the country. Because our government has bastardized our education. They have killed the primary and secondary school education in this country. And you can only see the children of the poorest to attend public primary and secondary school. Now, all our lecturers, I can say it equivocally, that all our lecturers, all honorable ministers, we saw it on social media. You celebrated your son who graduated in a country after a university outside this country. We appreciate that. Our parents don't have that money to send us outside the country. But we are in this country, then we should enjoy what we are paying for. So we want an adequate funding of education in this country. Honorable Minister, our message is we want to go back to class. We want our school to be open. If our school is not open, we are staying. It's not a threat. When we said we are coming out, as I speak, nearly every the Niger Road is blocked, Benue is blocked, Adamawa is blocked. If care is not taken, this will be worse than NSAS. Thank you and God bless you.
So instead of coming here, you should have addressed your lecturers there. Perhaps the only point that you made that is worthy of even attention is you said students should be involved in this, and I think probably this is a very good thing.
Thank you.
And it is the only thing I'm going to take out of what you have said here. Thank you very much.
You can now see that we are not in the crowd. The minister that are paying the salary. We are not in the crowd.
And the drama continued from that point on. The student representatives continued to show the display of displeasure. The fact that the minister walked out of them, he gave them an audience, pretty much to the best he could. But I'm not too sure that was the results they were expecting. Maybe they were expected to be brought onto the negotiation table to talk about what was permissible for the team there. And there were so many other things that followed through. But what happened next was NAS moved on, and traveling to show down with federal government around the issue of this strike. And it went on. And they just really, really did not hesitate. There were police officers on ground just to show, to try to keep them all together. But they went on the streets, continued to protest, continued to bring on cooking devices, posters, placards, mattresses, you name it. The ambience around it was really, really tense as they went on around it. In fact, at some point in time, some of them started granting interviews around why they really felt that their future was being taken away from them and all that's going on. Take a listen to this.
It's alarming. We don't want it. We are calling on them. The
party to call us now. If they don't call us now, we are coming back. If they don't call us now, we are coming back. Thank you so much. And I'm sure the Speaker and the Senate President will hear this message. We are leaving, but if we come back again, if they have to tell you, if you don't help, the two now have started. Permanently, if I can assure you, if we come back here, we will not leave here. We are breaking our bed, we are breaking our stores, we are breaking our gas, and we will come back to the. Thank you, my brother.
And I went on and on, and they actually brought some cooking devices, and it looks like they said they're going to go back to prepare for even more. And that was their protest as they took it on to the gates of the National Assembly, in an attempt to make things really clear as regards why things are the way that they are. And trust me, that didn't seem to go too well with them, at the end of the day. But who would it go down well with when you consider all that is going on around this? Okay. Now, in the meantime, there's been deliberations, as one would easily say, between the federal government, especially through the Speaker, in the House of Representatives, Honorable Gbajabiamila has been speaking, the Speaker of the House of Reps, as regards getting students out of Ukraine. They do say the evacuation process will begin Wednesday. Let's take a quick listen to the interaction between the Speaker and the Minister of Foreign Affairs with regards to students in Ukraine and getting them out of there.
The ambassador of Poland, the Nigerian ambassador of Poland, was in Japan. Hopefully, the problem members or citizens could not leave Ukraine. These are the stories. I'm not verifying any story. They could not leave, and they were not allowed to leave. But from my understanding, they're now, that has been sorted as of this morning. All that requires or remains is evacuation. I spoke with the chairman of this a couple of days ago, and he did tell me he was ready and more than able to airlift our citizens. He has about 8 planes at his disposal. From 300 to 400 seater planes, from 180 seater planes, he has 777 planes. He basically broke down the fact that he's ready, able, and willing as soon as we are ready.
So, for the House, one day is a day too long in terms of delay. One day is a day too long. And we just want to hear from you and see if we can keep this thing moving. The leader of the House here was charged, together with the chairman of Foreign Affairs, to also follow up and, if need be, get on the plane and just to basically supervise and make sure that our members, our citizens, who we represent, irrespective of what anybody says out there, who we represent, who are calling us morning, afternoon, night, calling, just to give them some kind of moral booster. The House decided that the leader of the House and the chairman, to let them know that they have not been forgotten, to go with you, if we can quickly address this situation and get the planes out there, and to make sure that things are done and our students and our citizens are brought back. They're still here, because even at the time when the House made that resolution, it was shortly after that we found out that the Ukraine airports had been closed. I believe the border states, Poland and the rest of them, their borders are open. Visas have been obtained, from what I hear. They've been given automatic visas, from what I hear. But you can clarify these things, because you are more hands-on. You are more hands-on than we are. So that's it. That's basically what this is about. And if there's anything the House can do, or you think the House can do to even accelerate or speed it up or make it easier for you, we'll be more than happy to do that. The bottom line is, folks, those who are willing to come back, for the government to be seen, bring it back its citizens. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, and all the honorable chairs and members and countries did not believe that the Russians would invade. The Americans made it clear. President Biden, from day one, was saying that not only are they going to invade, it's a question of when. Then he said it's any moment now. President Putin was saying they're not going to invade. We were in touch with our ambassador there. I was on the phone with him almost every day. I said to him, should we start evacuating? He said, no, everything is perfectly calm. Life is going on as normal, and that there's no need to panic and start evacuating. Some days later, I would go back to him almost every day, and there was a BBC program where they interviewed Nigerian students. The students said that everything was normal in Kiev and other parts, you know, that they don't even know that there's a problem. It's just like when they put on the TV that they even know that there might be something in the offing. So that was the situation. And also, you know, the Ukrainian government, you know, did not want people to panic. They wanted to show that the situation was normal. They didn't want people to start leaving and so forth. Now, a lot of our Nigerians there are students. If they left, they would never be able to come back to carry on their studies. That would be clear. You know, so they stayed. The missions, all the countries there used to meet regularly, the diplomats, sharing notes, and there was a consensus that they would just stay and be calm. Nobody thought that the Russians would be coming in. The Americans evacuated, the British evacuated, but almost nobody else did. Well, of course, the Russians moved in by surprise. So I was in touch with the ambassador. The first thing was to get in touch with all the Nigerians there, set up a hotline with the embassy at the center, and start directing. We were in touch with the Ukrainian authorities, and our hope was that we could go in immediately and start evacuating. But of course, the Russians attacked some airfields, and the airspace was closed. So that was not an option at all.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And of course, the celebration did continue for a while. And, you know, there's so much around why, you know, it was difficult to understand if the Nigerian government had panicked or was supposed to panic in evacuating the students then. But what do we know? Well, this is where we are. Let's read some of your messages as we have them this morning. Elder Bosu from Yanya says, we can start what he jointly did with Fire Shader, almost sent PDP to the grave. I don't know what Atiku said that warranted insults. Can't we go and work on how to stop Atiku? Regularly winning the ticket is arrogant and becoming unacceptable. It should limit it to Rivers State. That's the comment then, put forward by Elder Bosun. From the Nigerian family, I agree with Obaseki that no nation can develop without education, but it should have added quality and liberative education, not what we have now, especially in arts and social sciences that are too alien content-wise. If our education content is okay, well, how can one explain a situation where a 400-level student of sociology used a scaffold for ritual? We should re-Africanalize the contents of education in those areas if our leaders are serious. That's what Comrade Fodo did write in. All right. Well, I have quite a number of messages. I'm going to be reading through a good number of them in the next few minutes. But for now, it's time to speak to the team from Exalted Eagles this very morning. Stay with me right here on Nigeria Info 95.1.
This is a sponsored program.
It's time to speak to the team from Exalted Eagles this very morning as they join us via the telephone line and, of course, live here in the studio. Good morning to you, Jared.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Mr. Kingsley. Thanks for joining
Thank
in.
You
yes, you're welcome. Yes, welcome to the show. All right, well, I understand Exalted Eagles is a Nigerian Limited, an indigenous company known for excellent service in delivering sales and installations and post-sales services of solar and inverter in the last 15 years. Much talks about some of the areas you cover include solar panels, inverters, batteries, solar pumps, street lights, and lots more. Mr. Kingsley Ogu, who's the MD CEO, joins us via telephone this very morning while Tom is here with us in the studio. Good morning to you again.
Thank
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's get this started. Let's talk about what your organization does. A little bit more than what we've said so far. What type of batteries do you run on the market? What type of operations do you run in Nigeria, essentially, that can afford the people the opportunity to generate electricity for their homes and offices, as one would say?
Okay, Exhausted Eagles is an indigenous renewable energy company, like you said earlier. All we do is importation of products, inverter, battery, solar panels, and also we do design, installation, and we can be found in more in Abuja, Lagos, Benin, Enugu, Uyo, Calabar, any of these states mentioned. Wherever you have any of such services that have to do with installation of renewable energy products, we are there to give you services. But besides that, we have special interest in our products, the Quanta batteries, as the authorized distributor of Quanta battery in Nigeria. If you want good batteries, tubular batteries, Quanta batteries, you can get that in Exhausted Eagles in any of these states in Nigeria. All you just do, make your payment any of the states, you can pick your goods in next door without having to pay any truck transport. Besides that, you get at a very good attractive price. Besides that, Exhausted Eagles is there to render best-in-class services. We have made a good discovery on tubular batteries. Tubular batteries have been confirmed as one of the most stable batteries that can use on your renewable energy system. Before now, the major issues we have with batteries, and now battery solution has been provided, which is giving you tubular batteries that has special design and applications that enable you to be friendly for indoor applications. That is, our batteries has special design called Coalesa, the exhausted tubular batteries, or the pool batteries. Has what we call Coalesa at the top end of the battery, and what that means is it helps your battery to not to have that frequent maintenance that is required of tubular batteries. How does it work? The exhausted tubular battery is the only battery that has those Coalesa at the top. When the batteries are charging, by default, they emit. Those emissions are called hydrogen, and the Coalesa combine the surrounding oxygen with the hydrogen, escaping hydrogen to form water, reducing the rate at which the batteries are maintained compared to every other open through vent batteries. So exhausted tubular batteries are one of the best in class batteries you can ever think of when you talk about a stabilized battery that will give you not less than 2 years warranty and service life not less than 4 years. But besides that, if well maintained, you can have exhausted tubular batteries running for 10 years.
Amazing. So with all those features, one would understand that there's a lot of technicality that is imputed in getting those batteries, the quantum tubular batteries, to function as much as you can. All right. So tell us why people that patronize Exhausted Eagles Solar and Inverter, what do they benefit? How does that process work? What have you been able to do for them that one would almost easily say those are things to testify about your service?
Okay, we are committed to our customers, and the benefit customers may enjoy from us is that we are the direct owner of the product, and if there are issues, you have easy access to us for solution. But besides giving solution, we are in so many states in Nigeria where if you are located from A to B, you don't have to bother here so much. You have the technical manpower anywhere to give you the required services without having to think, if I move to Lagos, who will serve me? If I move to Abuja, who will serve me? If I move to Enugu, who will serve me? Uyo, Calabar, Yenegua, Benin, Enugu, Asaba, Warri, any of these states, even Kano. So we are all over the states, but just a put a call across, you have solution without having to think of how do I get my problem of power resolved.
Interesting point. So when can people get your products and of course services in Abuja and other locations? Do you have phone numbers that considerably they could connect you on with?
Yes, thank you, yes. Mr. Kingsley and Femidi. Let me quickly reel out our addresses.
Contact.
We have offices in Abuja, at least two in Abuja. The first one is number 5 Kiribi Street, Wuse Zone 2, very close to NEPAD office. And the phone numbers to call, I will read that shortly. No, the second office is Suite 9/10, Swift Plaza, close to VIU office. If you know where or anywhere you are coming from, just ask a taxi driver to take you to Wuye, just by VIO office. The numbers to call We have a very mighty warehouse in Wuye and other and the second office. Kindly visit any of our offices to get all the necessary information aside the one we are giving you on radio. The numbers to call are 090-880-15129. I take it again, 090-880-15129. The second number, 090-880-15132. Don't be confused, the numbers are almost the same. The last two digits are, one is 29, the other one is 32. You can continue, Mr. Kingsley.
All right, Mr. Kingsley, okay. You want to add to that?
Okay, so most time people call and say, I want to buy inverter, I don't want solar. You know, so I feel it's an opportunity also to make that differences. We have solar system and we have an inverter system. Solar system comes with three elements: solar panels, batteries, and inverter. While the inverter system comes with only inverter and battery. So when you have inverter and battery, it depends more on your public power or generator to charge your batteries. Then if you have solar system, it depends on the two elements, public power or NEPA or solar panels. So, but one of the most common challenges I think we're having with poor performance of this system is design. And that is where we'll come into filling that gap to ensure we'll give you best-in-class design where you enjoy real value for installation. So, for example, we'll have the system in various capacities. And we'll notice that some people on just do plus minus to do their design. It's not like that. If you want to power a 1 kVA load, all you just do is to do a simple calculation, divide 1 kVA by your unit panel capacity, multiply by 4 some hours, you have your number of panels you need. And also you need to do your backup calculation. When all these are done, you are expected to have real output and have real comfort and you enjoy your system. A customer called me, I have just four panels and I have four batteries and I'm powering my duplex. And it's not working well. I told him, you are as good as using a spoon to fill a drum. There's no reason why you use a spoon to fill a drum and you expect your drum to get filled. The four panels are not sufficient to run your home. Then talk of charging your batteries. So design is a problem. Please come to Exotic Eagles. Exotic Eagles is where we'll have the real-time engineers who understand what it takes for good design and give you good products.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. You do say that. So I will. Maybe it's better to allow Tom to read out those telephone numbers again as we round up this conversation even now.
So the numbers to call 090-880-15129, 090-880-15129. The second number 090-880-15132, 090-880-15132. Just call the number. If you need direction, we'll give it to you. If you know the office, get to the office. And you know the sun is very hot now in Abuja. One of the ways to help yourself and to help your family is to get Exotic Eagles inverter and solar panel. Thank you.
Even the marketer knows how to use this story.
The problem I know is most happening in the market now.
Mr. Kingsley, we're pressed for time, and I'm not too sure you'll be able to squeeze that in. But I have to say thank you to you now. Thank you so much for your time. Right, so it does.